Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist On Course. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, as promised, we've handed over the show to your requests. And believe you me, I've been very much delighted by the response. And as always, you listeners have proven to pick a better programme than I could ever have come up with. Well, let's get things underway with a track by one of the most famous broadcasting organists of days gone by, Stanley Tudor, who was resident at the Gaumont in Manchester. This request came from Cameron Lloyd, who asked for an iconic arrangement of Powder Your Face with Sunshine. Stanley Tudor at the Gaumont Manchester with Powder Your Face with Sunshine for Cameron Lloyd, who of course does a hell of a lot for the world of the theatre organ in the Northwest. And without Cameron, there would be many theatre organs that wouldn't be singing that are now. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned the sterling work that Sarah Bryant does for the John Mann Appreciation Society, and unsurprisingly, when Sarah wrote in, she asked for a track of John Mann from the 1981 LP The Christie Sound. Now, I have a little bit of a funny story about this. In my early days of interest in the theatre organ, I would quite often go into charity shops and look at records and buy them, even if I didn't necessarily know who the artist was or where the organ was. And it was Scope in Gosport where I bought my first ever recording of John Mann and was delighted by the choice of music on it. So that really set in stone the different styles that organs could produce. Quite a contrast to the previous records I'd had of Reginald Dixon and co. Anyway, Sarah has chosen this beautiful ballad called Even Now.
Thank you.
The beautiful sounds of the Tony Manning residence in Farnborough on the 3C7 Christie. Now, I don't actually know where that Christie ended up. So if you do know, I'd be delighted to find out, because there's a number of us in the Southern District of the Cinema Organ Society that would be quite interested to know where this organ ended up, because it was a really quite fine, small Christie. Now, the next request comes from Alex Jones, who, of course, last year won the International American Theatre Organ Society's Young Organist of the Year competition. He was originally born in this country, but has since moved to the States and is doing sterling work representing the youth of the theatre organ. He asked if I could play stuff from the live recordings released of Simon Gledhill on the John Dickinson High School Kimball. Now, it's news to me that Simon released any live recordings of that particular instrument, but I do have a copy of his CD, Cavalcade, so I hope that Alex, you won't mind, with a substitute. And this is a beautiful ballad written by fellow organist Lynn Larson, and it's called Open Your Heart. Simon Gledhill there on the John Dickinson High School Kimball in Wilmington, Delaware. Three manuals and 66 ranks of glorious theatre organ, and possibly regarded as the finest in the world. Well, our next two requests feature one instrument in common, and that's the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. I'm going to play these two requests back to back just because they feature the same organ. And the first takes me right back to party dance nights as a child. And this request came from young Ellis, who does a lot of work volunteering for the Northern District up at the Victoria Hall in Saltaire. Ellis is full of enthusiasm, and not only towards the theatre organ, but the electronic organ scene as well. He asked for that particular favourite party dance, Agadoo. This is then followed by a request from David Small. Now, David informed me that he'd listened to every show since day one. Well, I hope to think, David, that we've gotten a little bit better over the years, but I'm really grateful for your support over the years, and you've asked for a track of John Bowdler. So here he is with a quick steppy version of John Belton's March Down the Mall. two rhythmical requests there featuring the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, Wurlitzer, Phil Kelsall with Agadoo, and John Bowdler with Down the Mall. Now, when I mentioned to my partner Carl that I was doing a request show, he said in fewer words than these, "Oh, that must mean you can include that track you recorded for me at the Worthing Wurlitzer." Well, I had to oblige, I didn't have much choice. Now, I very much doubt that any of the people listening will have ever heard of this track. However, it comes from a series of games called Final Fantasy. And much of the early music for that series of games was written by one man, whose name is slightly difficult to pronounce, but I'll give it a go. Nobuo Uematsu. And for a bit more background, Celeste is a female character in this particular game, but I think it's a really beautiful, haunting melody that seems to suit the theatre organ very well. Anyway, I gave it my best shot, and here is yours truly at the Worthing Wurlitzer a couple of months ago with Celeste's theme. Well, I hope that you'll be kind after that attempt at playing that particular piece for Carl, Celeste's theme, and I will accept scores out of 10. But please be kind, it was an informal recording, especially for him, which I've been brave enough to let out of the bag. Well, our next request comes from Nick Coloz, who said, how about a trip to South America, and listed a couple of songs that I could play. Well, we haven't got time to list all of them, but one of the tunes that he requested was the Carioca. And every time I think of that particular tune, I think of Gerald Shaw at the Odeon Leicester Square, Compton, with its mighty five-manual console. So here is the Carioca. The famous stylings of Gerald Shaw at the Odeon Leicester Square, Compton, in the mid-60s with the Carioca. Well, our last request comes from Father Adrian, who didn't ask for a particular organ or organist, but asked for a tune. And that tune was the famous Irving Berlin number, Let's Face the Music and Dance. So I believe it's down to my discretion to choose a particular arrangement of that, and one of the most famous arrangements of that particular song is by George Wright, playing his Leslie Factory Pasadena studio organ in 1971. Here we go. ¶¶ George Wright, who's facing the music and dancing at the Leslie Factory in Pasadena. Wonderful stuff. Well, as always, I'd like to thank everybody for writing in and taking the time. I'm sorry if you wrote in and we didn't have time to play your request, but in the future, maybe one day we'll do another one of these request shows and throw open the opportunity for you to pick what you'd like to hear. But it's always good to know that what I'm doing is on the right lines and that you're still enjoying the programme after all of these years. Well, it's back to Nigel Ogden next month with his archive selection of music. So until then, all the best, all the time. Take care.